This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. Here's some of today's headlines. There's an increased police presence at Cornell's Center for Jewish Life after threats against the center and Jewish students were posted online Saturday and Sunday. The Cornell Daily Sun reports the posts included threats of a shooting and other violence against Jewish students. Cornell University President Martha Pollack, Ithaca Mayor Laura Lewis, Tompkins County Legislature Chair Shauna Black, the New York State Attorney General Letitia James, and the Governor Kathy Hochul have issued statements condemning the posts. And Monday morning, Governor Kathy Hochul held a press conference at the center to show support and again condemn the threats. The FBI was also notified. TCAT, the Tompkins County Public Bus Service, has made more service cuts. The latest changes went into effect October 22nd and will last until January 20th. TCAT says the reductions are because of a continuing shortage of drivers and buses. They hope in the next 3 months more staff will be hired and maintenance will put more buses on the road. This announcement follows an earlier reduction of service on some bus routes in September and October. TCAT says the latest changes will be across all service routes. A budget amendment that would have removed $200,000 from Ithaca's Southside Community Center was withdrawn last week. The Ithaca Times reports that the Common Council chamber was filled with supporters of the historic Black Community Center at last week's City Administration Committee meeting. Alderperson Donna Fleming initiated the measure and then withdrew it. She and other alderpersons say, as a matter of principle, city money should support municipal departments providing necessary services. Southside supporters and staff say the center does provide services to the community that the city does not. For more local news and to subscribe to our podcast, go to wrfi.org/news. WRFI and the Ithaca Voice are bringing you a special election series. Tune in tonight at 6 p.m. to hear from Ithaca's Ward 1 Common Council candidates, Zach Wynn, Phoebe Brown, Kayla Matos, and Cynthia Brock.